Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com talking with Sherrard volleyball head coach Amy Mitten. And the Tigers win a regional championship in volleyball, defeating Rock Ridge in three sets. Looked like it wasn't an easy win, but the Tigers are regional champions. You got to like the sound of that, right?
I really do. I really do. Actually, I love the sound of that. It's really, really, really good. I mean, we've worked so hard all year. It's kind of been my motto from the start, is just work harder. And I kind of don't let excuses hang at practice or in the game. I said, if you want to make it better, then work harder. And they did. They really did. So.
Now, in that regional championship match on Thursday, you lost the first set and trailed 22-19 in the second set. You called a timeout at that point with your season kind of on the brink. Then out of that timeout, you scored six straight to force the third set, went on to win the third set as well. When you took that timeout, what was your message to the team in the huddle in that moment?
It wasn't a happy one. I know the whole team probably heard me. I just said, you are not playing the game that basically the game that you were, we practice all year. We play every day. We compete every day. You are causing the errors in this game. And I said, fix them now and win this game. They did it to a T. I mean, I couldn't ask. It was awesome. I was like, thanking God every second. I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. They just clicked. And Jada, McCray on that end line, she just was as steady as a rock, putting those serves in, and the girls had her back behind her, so it was really good. It was awesome.
And when you look kind of specifically in that comeback you made in the second set, what do you think allowed you to be able to come back and eventually win the match in that game?
It didn't end. After that game, they knew it. It's just kind of a confidence thing. Like, yeah, what are we doing messing around? And our mistakes in the first game and then in that second game were ours. I mean, and don't get me wrong, Rock Ridge, they are tough. And when they are on, they are on. Their serves were nasty. We couldn't get timing on the blocks, and it was just the little things we needed to tweak in order to get our game going. And once we got McKenna firing and Eva was firing, I mean, all the hitters were firing once we got our serve received to Lauren. And oh my gosh, Lauren, this hardest working girl I know. She just hit every ball. It was awesome. So
you mentioned Lauren Copeland there. Now, she set a single match record with 43 assists in the regional championship. Now, when I saw that in the box score, I had to look like three times to see if that was like a misprint or if my eyes were deceiving me. But so I guess when you look at that number, 43 assists, how important was her performance in that win? And I guess what makes her such a good setter? Because I know that she set the single season assist record too this year.
It is her work ethic, her positivity. That girl never complains. I think if her leg was literally broken on the court, she'd look at me, coach, and say, I'm fine, coach, I can do this. I mean, you can't drag her away from the situation. She's positive in every manner. She did anything I say to her, she's like, yes, coach, sure, yep, you're right, let's do this. And she's just such a good coachable kid. I had her last, she really hit it hard this year, running the 5-1. And one of the things that I talked to her about was, you take command of your offense. This is your offense. You've got the tools. You've got the hitters. I mean, she's got six hitters, you know, to hit any time she wants. And she gets the choice of hitting who she needs and put it away for her. And the hitters did their job that second half and third game for her. And one of the things McKenna Blackwell said in the paper was, you know, Lauren, she talked about how hard of a worker Lauren is, and she's absolutely spot on. That kid will not quit on you. She will never, ever, ever quit on you. So it was really awesome to see.
And winning a regional championship, especially in a match against a local rival like Rock Ridge, what does that mean to you and to the program?
It means a lot. You know, it's just, they're always tough competitors. I mean, Ori and Rock Ridge, they're all right there. And there's just a lot of emotions, you know, the kids know each other outside of school. And it's just something that everybody wants so bad because they know each other and they know the rival. And it was really good. And I don't know, it's just, I'm still kind of in awe of it all. I'm kind of at work, like kind of taking it phase by phase, because I'm still thinking, wow, this team that I believed in all year, they can do it. And we're not done. I mean, we're not settling just for the regional championship. And I know we are going to have some really hard teams at sectionals. And that's going to be our focus in the next 3 days of practice, is we've got to focus on what we need to do to get there without falling back, without making our little mistakes in order, you know, because we won't be able to do those in those big games.
Well, and you mentioned, of course, playing a local rival like Rock Ridge. Now, the interesting thing about the match on Thursday is you played against Rock Ridge all the way in Spring Valley, where it's almost like the two teams could have rode the same bus all the way over there. So what was that dynamic like, playing that far away from home for both of you?
You know what? We kind of talked about that when we got to the gym. I'm like, heck, we could have rode together, you know, save some gas these days. But I think it was good. Hall has a really cool gym. I mean, it was great kind of being on a neutral ground. And actually, a ton of our fans traveled. I had almost my entire family there. I have seven kids. I think I had four of them there. So they brought friends, and it was just, the fans that we have are so awesome. And I think they'll travel with us again. It was just like, they had so much support for these girls, and it was good. And I don't know, it was really kind of cool to play Rock Ridge on a neutral setting rather than in our gym or their gym, you know? So it was good. It was real good.
And with that win in the regional championship, you've now had back-to-back seasons with at least 30 wins. What does that say about kind of the level of sustained success? What's led to that?
I'm always been one to say, you know, their work ethic. I put in the work. I want you guys to put in the work, you know. It is they're doing. They want this. They want to win. And I said, if you want it, I'll work hard for you. You work hard for me. And they really, really are. It's amazing to see, you know, what a team can do, you know, when you're faced with this. And it was good. So, I mean, we had two mottos this summer. It was work harder and let's have fun. So we kind of put it all in one. And it seems to be working.
I say so. And all right, looking ahead to Monday, you play Macomb, who ended your season last year in the regional championship. What do you know about them this year? And I guess, does them ending the year for you last year give your group any extra motivation going into that one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're ready to face Macomb. They ended our season on, again, our mistakes. I mean, don't get me wrong. Macomb's good. They've always had a talented program. They have some really amazing athletes out there, and that coach is good. She's a really fun coach to actually watch and learn from. But my girls are ready. They know that, they want to get some, maybe a revenge game. So that's what they're looking to do.
Talking with Girard volleyball head coach Amy Mitten, the Tigers regional champions, on to the Farmington sectional Monday night. They will meet Macomb in the sectional semifinal. Coach Mitten, thanks for talking with us. Good luck next week.
Thanks so much.
And we'll be back with more on WRMJ after this.